Good morning, Yivamas. Back of Shidal and Ram, if there's a sugi, Machoikas Amroyim, if cotton is on the vengas, bezim suvin afrisha. One man that holds, if cotton is on the vengas, if you see a cotton doing a nissa deraisa, bezim machoik to stop him. And the other man that holds, if the cotton does it himself, he's doing a nissa deraisa, he's a cotton. It's not our geschäft, we have not machoik to stop him. The other man that holds, cotton is on the vengas, in bezim suvin afrisha. You don't have to. The Gemara's maskana is, if you must bring rice, and the Gemara's maskana is that even the man that holds cotton from the vein, especially the afisha, it's only an is in the raisa. If the cotton's doing like nevela, he's eating the vein or doing this in the raisa, then bezin has to stop him. If he's doing this in the rabbanon, then l'chodei is in bezin mitzvah afisha. If the cotton's doing this in the rabbanon, no one's willing to stop him. In fact, the Rashi b'kasha, the Rashi b'nivamis, he's the kasha. What about chinuch? The zicha chinuch and mitzvah rabbanon also. Was pshat kointman da makatne chiving is ein bezim tzuvung afishi even by this the rice of shorts the kashi even this the rice now mechiv to stop him what about chinuch and even kointman da makatne chiving is ein bezim tzuvung afishi I mean bezim tzuvung afishi but by is the bonon he's moedi you don't have to stop him and this is so first the Raja wants to say I think it was first tais first in order the first tais Raja wants to say is maybe it's most talking about the cotton shlo hegiyin chinuch. Everything has a shear. Pashas most in chinuch start at age 9. The Rishonim say, but or cotton he deal on an ayah when he knows how to do things like the Gemara says, and maybe the Gemara is talking about cotton who did not reach the shear chinuch. That's why we're only talking about mamash a little kid. If he's doing an aveir, do we have to stop him? But the Rashba doesn't like the teretz because he's mechiyach from the sugi from lat cotton the sugi. Mamash was talking about even an older child who is a gil chinuch. So the Rashi wants to say another teretz. He wants to say, poshut, that the sugi is talking about bezdin. There's no chiyuv chinuch on bezdin. The Rashi wants to say chiyuv chinuch is only on the father. And enoch nami, if the father sees his child doing an aveira, whether it's the rice or the bone on the father has to stop him. But we're talking here about bezdin. Bezdin has no chiyuv chinuch, and that is a machlokes one man holds it. Even though there's no chiyuv chinuch, but bezdin is responsible for everyone. And if you see him doing this to the rice, then you're mechiyuv l'hafishim. According to one mandama, and according to the other mandama, ain't bezim mechiv hafishe. But it's the bottom. Everybody holds that mechiv to mafish. The Tesis Shonim is more well known. Tesis Shonim put on the side of the Gemara in Yumid Daf Hei Bezim and Aleph says the same chiddush that mitzvah chinuch is only in the father. Over there, Tesis Shonim adds on even a bigger chiddush that the mitzvah chinuch is only in the father, not on the mother. The mother has no mitzvah chinuch. This is pretty well known from the Kivega and doing the Shas and Sukkot of Bezim and Beis. From Hineni Malka, right? The Kivega brings down this good Nishas that in Sukkah, by the Gemara of Hineni Malka made a Sukkah for children because the Tisi Shanim over there in the end of Yuma, that Pevezim Adal, the Issachash from that Gemara. The Gemara says Hineni Malka made a Sukkah for children, it's Mashma that she was doing Chinuch. So Tisi Shanim answers that Mastandu was a father. It was Hineni Malka had a husband who made the Sukkah, really. The Gemara talks about Hineni Malka, but really the Chinuch was going on from the father.
The Gemara says that a mother can't be made Nazir as a child, and a father can.
It's
totally
the Gemara says it works out Chinuch. Okay, I had a Shukah from the Sanhedrin. The guy this yesterday, Machash Mogan, was showing this Gemara, it's Nagiyad Aftar, that we learned yesterday. It says that David Malch was not Machanach Adaniyah. The said in the beginning, yes, the Pashas Chesar in the beginning of Malachim, Shevim Malachim. But the Gemara says, there's a Pasuk in Mishle that Shlomo Melch said it himself, Asher Yisata Imoy. There's a Pasuk in Mishle, Kapitel Lamaralf, Perik Lamaralf, that Shlomo Melch said it himself, Asher Yisata Imoy, that his mother punished him. And the Gemara explains, Om Vyechlim Shum Shem Ben Yechoy, Mogami Shekafosa Imoy Omid. We learn from here that the mother tied him on an omid, and Rashi says them she ima hoisa makosai. His mother would give him malchus, would give him a patch, a spanking. Kishirei would base a melch shu bahano ma'av besudasi shahoisa mechichai. When she saw Shlomo Melch as a kid, Pshita Shemikra, the Gemara was saying that he was growing up in the palace with Anu Rechai, with all the riches of the palace, and he was enjoying gashmis too much. His mother would give him a spanking, would give him a patch, and he said that's what Shlomo Melch said himself. She sat the imay that his mother punished him. And the Gemara says, Vaita, says a bit more, but one part of the Gemara says, V'yomra, Bas Sheva, Shlomo Melch's mother would say, Kol noshim shebeis avicha ho enoidu sehengi ben hogan l'malchus. All the other wives of David Melech would daven and bring the kabonis for the schus that the son should be the next Melech. But Nina dati v'mati, but me, I broke kabonis and I only daven, yehei li ben zarzumum v'toyri v'hogan l'vias. I only daven shav a son at Hamachachon, should be mungo b'toyre and it should be roif in the vias. That's what she down for. So look, akaponim, you see from here that Basheva was doing chinuch. But the teretz is posh. The teretz is, even if you say like teretz is shon, there's no mitzvah chinuch. For the practical thing it is, it's a reshus. It's reshus and it's eitz toyre. If a mother wants to have nachas from her children, she should help out giving chinuch. That's what we're going to see from this gemara. The Rashba then says another teretz, says kasha.
You don't
want to say it, because over there the Mashmah is B'chuy. Okay. Okay, but then the Rashba says another teretz, says kasha. He says that kasha, if ain't bezim tzivun afishay, but what about chinuch? So he wants to say that he wants to say B'chidish, that the mitzvah chinuch is only in the mitzvah sasei, not a mitzvah sasei. It's not that you have to know the svara, what's the chilek. But the mitzvah chinuch is only to teach a kid b'kum ba'asei and the mitzvah say. But the mitzvah say is cutting the chinuch is doing the very. We don't have to stop him. This teretz achor doesn't hold the first teretz achor. This teretz holds that the mitzvah chinuch will be on bezin also. It will come out of chiddush that the bezin is responsible for every kid's chinuch. And I was clarifying even b'chal the chokmah talks about bezin is bezin dafka. What about someone else? We once spoke about this. We wrote a lot of rice. There's a gemara in kedushin achatess amach that says heichelon emalei avu amachayvei baby dinu emalei. The father is a mild child, the bezin is mechuy to malchum. The chsiv himen chem kozacha. But the Rambam, Pegim, Achos Mil, Ach Alef, brings down this Gemara, he doesn't say the word bezin. The Rambam says, Mitzuvin Yisrael, Shri Mel Ko, Shabbane, and every year is Mechayv to Mal every kid. So you see, the Rambam says, Beidin is Avdavka over there on the responsibility to Mal every child. So you only achieve in every kid. Maybe here also, Quint Mandam, Kotner Chavinus, Bezin Mitzuvin Afisha, it's Avdavka bezin, everyone's Mechuyiv. And according to the second teretz of the Rashba, that bez chiyuv and chinuch, maybe every person has a certain amount of chiyuv chinuch on every child. And we're all responsible. We see the kids outside and davening. We all have responsibility to, like the lollipop man is doing it, and whoever takes care of Abba Saban is doing it. But really, we all have a chiyuv chinuch on every child. According to the second teretz, and that would be two twists in the Rashba. The chiyuv chinuch is dafka on the father, but the chiyuv chinuch is more on the father. The second teretz seems to hold the chiyuv chinuch is on everybody. At least on Bezdin also. And but the Rashi of the Chavish in the second Teretz said the Chiyuv Chinuch is only in the Mitzvah Saseh, not in the Mitzvah Saseh. Now this whole Sugya and this Rashba is only talking, the Sugya is talking about the din of Kotner Chon Averas, the Bezdin is Mechiv Lafrishi or not. And the Rashi is talking about the Shayin of Chinuch. And the Chayyad is another Shayin of Tintum Halev. You see Kotner Chon Averas, the Chayyad should stop him, at least as a Chesed, because of Tintum Halev. So we have that Macholness of Suris, stops the raven, doesn't let the child learn Torah. It clogs up the heart, doesn't let him learn Torah. The Mokka is a Gemara Numa, it's a Gemara. Tanzvei Bishmol. The Baisa says, Aveira metamtem asli bish adam. And Aveira is metamtem the raven ma adam. Shnev vunais tam vehem vid meisim bam. There's a Pasuk in Shmini where it talks about Machonis Asuris, which beim is Amut and Asa. The Torah says, vid meisim bam. And vid meisim over there is written without an Aleph. Don't read the Sherish of Tumah is Tes mem alf, but over there the Torah says that Mason Rashi says is written chosa alf, not alf. It's vav nun tes mem saf and the mem. It should be vav nun tes mem alf the way it's regularly written saf and the mem, but there's no alf. So chazal dasha, but the Mason is a notion of timtum. It creates timtum alav, and even though the Gemara says averus mashma evi averus matamtum alav, but the Velt learns that it's going only on machonis asuris and bestam because that's where the pasuk comes from. That pasuk is talking about machonis asuris. That's mitamtum alev. The Indian of tintum alev, what it is Rashi says over there, aitemis v'seisemis mikol chachma. Aitemis it fashtops, it clogs up, and v'seisemis and it closes mikol chachma. And I think the Velt learns pasuk that it means that it's a tintum alev creates a hardship in learning that he won't be able to go in so easily. But I had a diak in Rebbein Bechai. There's Rebbein Bechai in Pashas Ve'yishlach. It's Agavuch. It's in Pashas Ve'yishlach. Vishlach and Gracious Periklam Gimel Pazaranov. He mentions the Gemara in Hurry, it's like a Gimel, famous Gemara that says, Rogo Bezesim, Meshakech Es Limudai. Person eats olives, he forgets his learning. So, Vin Bechai, Adaki explains it. The Yidua, Shakoha Yinoinus Yishlem Leib, Shetachtech Isai. Every tree, if you cut it, you'll see the rings, how old the tree is, and in the center is called the Leib, called the heart of the tree. Except for one tree. There's one tree which is different than every tree. If you cut an olive tree, there's no heart in it. Because it has no lay, that's where the teva of this peri that comes from this tree is meshakeach atam, makes you forget your learning, metamtam halev. And he is on the words metamtam halev. He's going on the Gemara. The Gemara just says that the Rogo Bezesim forgets his learning. He doesn't say tamtam halev. doesn't say it's hard to learn. It just says he forgets his learning. But the Bein B'chai, when he quotes that Gemara, he says, "Meshachir tam tamtum arev." That's why it sounds like to me, Bichidish, the Bein B'chai understands tamtum arev is on the zikaron, that on the memory, not on being hard to learn. It's an Indian of forgetting. So Bichidish, Rashi again is mashma. It's on hasagas atayav, learning atayav.
See, it is
Pashas
Shavua, because that's why Moshe didn't go to
a Menekes Mitzvah. Yeah, we have a little time for that. Yeah, we have a little time for that, we're getting there. Right? The Tertumima over there, on that Pasuk, in the Mesim of Tumtum Malev, he mentions, again, Tumtum Malev, the Mokers, Dakamora, and Yuma, from Tess, but he says, on Halacha, it's brought down Shechonach one place. It's brought down Yerdea, Simon Pei Aleph, Hilchus Dorma Yerzim Menachai. Halacha is called normally the rule. The call is called asa. Call yotzi min adav asa is asa. Anything that comes out of adav asa is asa. From behem betrayed for the cholam of the straight. But and the adam chai is an isase. To cannibalism, to go eat the person is not allowed. It's an isase. Anything that comes out of a person should also be isase. But the Gemara has exes a kosev that the chol of isha, nursing milk of an isha, is muta. So, and the Shulchan Aruch says that Bemes Mikadin from Isha Goya, from what you mentioned, Moshe Rabbeinu, from Isha Goya is also Mutta. Nursing milk from Isha Goya is also Mutta. But the Ramos said, that's the Mechaba. The Ramos says on the Abu Mais, it is Tintum Alev. If a person nurses from Isha Goya, it would be Tintum Alev. It would make him harder to learn later. This was Shigar actually. I had Rashi when he brings down the famous Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to be Menek from a mitzvah, from Isha Goya. Rashi says, because the pair that was future to be Medav Mashchina did not want to nurse from a Goya. The Chayyar, Rashi could have said, the Medrash could have said even more. Moshe Rabbeinu was Rashi Makabli Atayr. If anyone had to have a Sagas Atayr, it was Moshe Rabbeinu, that's where it all starts from. So we should have said, it would be Tintum Alev. Meister Rashi doesn't say that. The Ramosa continues, the one who's been made, given the Yisraelis, the Yiddish Menekes, she should not eat the Dvar Masurim. Because if she eats the Dvar Masurim, it's going to come out in the milk and go into the baby. So, in fact, the Shach and the Taz, Pasha the Kasha, the Yisraelis cannot eat the Dvar Masurim for herself. You don't have to say because she's worried about the Menekes. What? Oh, very good, Mechavan. It's Pasha? Very good. The Taz and the Shach says, you have to say, he's talking about that if you have Yisraelis and Musakenis, who has Bikuch Nevesh, has to eat, the Masurim, don't let it be Menek. Give it to a different Isha who doesn't have to eat. But Tertumim says, Asika Chosman HaSefer. The Ramad just says, it's a little bit, it's big deuchel, it's Asika Chosman HaSefer. It just says, Afim Yisraelis, what's the lesson again? Should not be meinik because it's matamta misalev. So the Tzimimi wants to say a different teretz. He wants to say the whole thing is a toyus at first. Because the mokka of the Ramah zeichasu is a goyis ashri im sachta by the zara. If you look in the goyis ashri doesn't say Yisraelis. He says a kusis. He says a meinekas kusis should not eat the varmasurim because she's going to be meinik. And Tzimimi explains in cases with shasat chak and you have to have you're running, there's no one else to feed the child, just a goya to be nursed the child, and you have to have a goya menik. But l'chol pochus, don't give it kosher food to eat. Don't let it eat treifu, because don't make it worse. It's already tintum alev from the menakas, so, but it shouldn't be make it any worse with the vermasur. I was clarifying if the inyan tintum alev is that dafka bein issa deraisa. What about machon sesuis issa derabanan? Is it smart to say that Dafka Nisa Deraisa is a Chefza Disur? And really, why is the Machon Sisur called Tintum Alev more than any other? And Pashup Shad is because it becomes Basa, the Chelbe Vedomo, it becomes part of the person when the person eats, and that goes into the Nefesh, that goes into the person. That's what calls Tintum Alev. And Chari Nisa Deraisa is a Chefza Disur, a Chaz, a Nevenga, that's the Chefza Disur. But in Issa Derabanan, we said over many times, I think, before the famous Nasiva Sisvar. Nasiva says if a person is a shoygig in the daraisa, he needs a kapar. But a shoygig in the darbonon, forget about it, you did nothing wrong. If it was an accident, you don't need any kapar. Nasiva explains because the whole sherish of this darbonon is like sasa, not to rebel against darbonon. Teres mitzav, you listen to darbonon. So a person is a shoygig and he didn't go away, he wasn't sasa, he wasn't even like sasa, he didn't go away from darbonon, it was an accident. So, if a person does a shaygig, the bonus, b'chal no chesed v'isur. So Nafi said, it's fair to say that the same thing about Tintum Alev. And this is the Raisa, that's a, even if it was a Shoygig, with Maisa, you have the Chesed Yisur in you. That was Tintum Alev. And this is the Bonon, the Chay should not cause it should not cause Tintum Alev.
But not like that, because it says, Abdullah, Kodim Abdullah, there's no such thing. The Issa of Eden before Abdullah, there's no such thing as Tintum Alev.
Oh yeah, did I say?
The Raya is because the whole...
You need to say that. You need to say that because it's Chayin Yisdorban, right?
Not because it's Yisdorban, because it's just Isma. Because it's not the Etzim Adobah that's us.
Where does it say that? That there's nothing
wrong. It says that the and they say that that's together.
Tesis says, Dante says, I'm beneath him to Malay. Tesis says, but yeah, Mavin Jones, so you don't write about
that. But I do have it because they say that's
together. Who says this? You're being me right, you have to tell me who says this. You have to check, that. If there's such a Masho, you have reverence Masho, that'd be beautiful. Right? I want to be a Raya, not a Raya from Masho, I want to be a Raya from a Maisa.
The
Hemdom
Shatadikim, the Tesis is only by Midachil.
Right.
What's the Tempter?
Who says that's the reason?
That's why I'm not right.
You're right. The text does say a few places that it can be Nichshon Aveir, but not. Yes, Nechin says that. And the text says it's not Nachil of his man.
Only if he
Nachil
is
man.
Okay,
but these are, if there's such a mashur, then you have very nice, right? But
I mean, if there's Tevel, Tamay,
That's why Abram had to put the what's the
model on
the
back. That's the S.
That's
the
terrorists, they
say.
Then you don't need my right. But I want to be right from Maisa of the Kivega. But then say for Murray Stroll, Toast Kivega. Sefer Moren Sheisoch and Beis, the end of Perchaf Aleph, it's on the Tezayin in the Toldos in the Sefer. They write a Maisa there. There was Isha Tzedekes, she was Isha Shchava, her husband was a Moher Heron Lamja, that she came to B'Kivega, B'Chiyas, she was crying, and she, her problem was, she came to B'Kivega and she said she has nine sons, and each one is Baal Kishra, and each one is learning Shtak, except for one son, it's giving the Magnus Nefer. She's 16 years old, and escapenish, whatever he learns doesn't go into him at all. He's not learning at all. And she doesn't understand because if he would be Nebuchadnezzar, okay, what can you do? But the boy seems to be very bright. Seems to be Baal Kishrin. And Lahavdol, Lumudichol, obviously the Gansom Lumudichol in those days, they write Cheshbon, Ksiva, math, and writing. Then he picks up 1, 2, 3. But learning, it was not going in at all. So Kivega heard the mice, heard the Shaila, and the Bakasha, and he said, obviously this Bacha, when he was a kid, he ate Machon Sasuris, and he has Tintum Alev. And the mother says it can't be, because in my house, my children eat nothing outside of the house, and me and my husband were so mocked with pachas, hears, and kashas, everything is kosher. And second, he eats the same as all the other his brothers, and all his brothers are shtagging, all his brothers are learning good. What's pshat? This kid can't learn well. So Kivyeg repeated again, he ate machon sasur, he sent him a lev, and the only eats is, Kivyeg, the way they write his lashon was, that he has to learn the mein asiseir, he's going to have to just harve more, and learn mitechet chak, and he can also shtag, but that's his problem. So the nice is she didn't have the chutzpah to go and back to Kivega. Second time, she just went home and she told her husband, the Murray, what the Kivega said. And the husband also said, he doesn't understand. You know, we're so careful. What did he eat different than the other children? He didn't understand. Well, Maisa had a munus chachamim and they brought the boy in and they asked him, do you remember eating anything out of the house? He says, no, you know, we only eat at home. We never eat out of the house. And they go, think. And the kid thought, he remembered, you know, it was one time. It was a little boy coming home from Cheder. Mom was a little kid, and he pierced. Remember, there was a famous chasana. There was a chasana then in town, and he pierced by the hole. The caterers were preparing, and one of the caterers handed the little kid a little piece of chicken. That was the only thing I remember ever eating at the house. And the father remembered the chasana, and he went and he investigated, and he tracked down the person, the sheikhet. He found the sheikhet by the chasana. He went to him. He told him the whole mice of the kivega. He said, this could be the only thing my son ate. Did you do something wrong with your shechita that day? And the sheikhet started crying. And the father realized, he said, how can you do such a thing? You shechted treif and you gave my kid to eat, you gave other people to eat. So shechted said, no, chas shalom. I shechted perfect. There was nothing wrong with the shechita. So what are you crying? What happened? He goes, I'll tell you the maisa. After the chasana, someone came over to me and said to me, how could you shechted this chasana? Don't you know the psak din of the Baal Tanya? At that time, this chasan was a second marriage. And years before that, he was married to someone else and he gave a get that the Baal Tanya Paskin wasn't a good get. The Baal Tanya was involved. He saw the get. He had a shayla on the Shem. So they didn't write the woman's name properly, and he told the husband, you have to write the get over. And the husband was secure, and he was angry, he didn't want to give a get at all, he's pushed into it, he says, I gave a get, I'm not giving another get. And the Baal Tanya said, the get wasn't good, you have to give another get. He's mitzvah him. And this guy was a mechutzav, he said, no, I'm not giving another get, and he ran off. So the Baal Tanya wrote a psak din then, that he's mechuyah to give another get, and until he gives another get, no rav should be mitzvah the kedusha by him, no one shall let him get married again. And he wrote a lashon, no sheichet, sheshech by his chasana. And he wrote a lashon, he wrote the lashon of the psak din, he said, gzeir chamur ha sheichetim, shalom yishchetu ha chasana, if he wants to get married again, he's not going to shech chasa shalom, shum behem of oif, vim yavu chasa shalom, tishki tos nevela. If they don't listen to me, the shechita should be nevela, kedin oivu, l'shem yunam, et veil name bracha. So the sheikh was crying and he said, I didn't know this was the guy. And the Messiah Fushin didn't know either. We didn't know this was the guy at Baal Tanya Paskin. But obviously, this is what happened. My shechita was nevela, because Baal Tanya Paskin, the mashechita would be nevela. And that's what caused the tintum alev. And they realized, Mukabal, this was the whole story with this child. So if a gzeir of the Baal Tanya, that could make tintum alev. I guess Baal Tanya would be the first one to say it's a koshkin. The Kavachayim is the Rabbana who would make tintum alev. Unless you learn that the Baal Tanya's gezeira, he said a losh and teshki tos in the vela.
It's a halacha.
It makes him into a mumma. But you have a right if you're not like that.
They
never
made
it
to come
in such a case.
But we're saying over here that we're saying from here very not like that. We're being nice, not like that.
In Hilchsi or Dei, it's such a halacha that bezn has a koyach to ask a shchita of a bezn. And they were
collected as in the film. Okay,
okay. And that becomes a chesed isur. Okay. You're talking about chalavakim, so many chalavakim.
Right.
So it's not a chesedus.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But this right, this might someone living right here that there's still tumtum alev. You see, this might even a gzeir for the Baal Tanya makes tumtum alev. Koshkin gzeir the rabbanon.
We're in Yuma Lamates. You learn tintum alev from a pasuk.
Right. That part. That's what we said. That pasuk is by Machal's Asuris, but that's the pasuk is obviously the right. I'm just kidding. What about the rabbanon? Okay. My other question on this maisa was, why didn't everybody else buy the chasna? Why didn't all the other guests? Why didn't how come only this kid had tintum alev? Everyone that ate for that shchitish of tintum alev. So I think it could be maybe tintum alev is a bit more nicky than a little kid. Before he steigs ice, because he stops steiging. If it's an adult who already is a spatach b'toyer, maybe tintum alev doesn't affect as much.
Who had the chasna that Baal Tanya said he shouldn't go to? Who do you think won?
What? Well, obviously people didn't know. Obviously there was a chasna. Obviously people, it was many years later. People forgot, they didn't connect the dots that this was the end of chasna. They didn't realize. But it could be, maybe it affects steiging. So an older person who's not steiging, you just don't notice it so much. He's staying the way he was. You just don't notice it. I mean, he could have steig, but people don't chop that all these older people stop steiging from tintum alev. But a little kid, he never learned how to learn, and it's not going in. And he's already 16. He's still on the same level he was when he was 8, 8 years old. That was a little more obvious.
Like a Baal Tshuva, the tintum alev Baal Tshuva?
Tshuva is oike everything in Mafreya, maybe it's oike das eichet, these things are oike in Mafreya. That's how it works, I don't know. Okay, let's get back to the sugya in Yivamas, Nachkuf Yidam Rav. The Gemara says, right, that even according to Mandamba, that Katan Nachon Vengas ain't business of Nafisha, and that's what we pass it. Even according to Mandamba, that if Katan is doing an Aveya, they're right, so you don't have to be Mafashim. That's only what he does in himself. But to feed him a double asa, that's asa l'chol deis. Because that's going to come from another pasuk in the end of Pashas Shemini. It says, l'soichlum ki yishekat seim, and we dash, and the Gemara dash, and zoi sachilim. You're not going to feed him. Well, how's he doing maktanim? To feed him, b'yadayim, that's asa l'chol deis. The Rashi wants to say b'chidish. And this halacha of Svi Yibidayim is Aslan Chodei. So Rashi wants to say, just like we see, according to the Mandama, that Katan Yechon Levein is Katan Yechon Levein doesn't Tzuvan Afrisha, he doesn't have to stop him when he does it on his own, but there's a difference between the Reis and the Rabbanon. By the Rabbanon, we go down a step. By the Rabbanon, Ein Bezim Tzuvan, everyone holds Ein Bezim Tzuvan Afrisha. The same thing on the end of Svi Yibidayim, even though by Svi Yibidayim, everybody holds, you're not allowed to give a Katan, you're not allowed to feed him Issa, but to be a Chum between Issa, the Reis and the Rabbanon. By the Rabbanon, we go down a step. And it would be mutter to give him.
You're allowed to give a kid done.
That's what the Rashi paskins.
The Rashi paskins.
Because the Gemara shows. If I was the Gemara, we have machoikis for cutting off the veins bezim sul hafishay. The one that holds the mandam holds that bezim is sul hafishay. It's only the rice, not the rabbanon. As a man, even put it on the mandam who's moided by svi b'dayim, we can't feed him. But we also go down a step. It's only the rice, not the rabbanon. According to this Rashi, you're allowed to give a kid to. You're allowed to feed him. Even feed him. You're allowed to get not only.
It's not the reason they bring up.
Because
but the Rambam says because some things also just like the achim him kiti, like a kiti eat. Because sometimes mutter, sometimes also no chim chlal.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
But it's rash, but you want to brata.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I hear. I mean, you have a question. You're saying you're being right. We're going to get to this soon. I don't know, but the mice, that's the Rashba. That's the Rashba's Chiddush. And then the Rashba is a kasha on himself from a different Gemara. The Gemara says that the unconscionable lich by the lake, the comes to put out a fire in Shem and Light. If there's a fire and there's no pikuch nefesh, the Gemara talks about what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, but you're not going to put out the fire. And even the cotton comes, and he wants to put out the fire, we don't let him do it. So, in fact, the Gemara, Quintin Mandama, Cotton, and us in business, and Afisha, why don't we let the cotton do it? Quintin Mandama says that he's doing it on his own. So the Gemara answers, but I saw that's all. He's not really doing it on his own, he's doing it on that's all. Rashi teaches, and Shatinik, safe above, the Tinik is looking at his father, very shnech, he sees his father's happy that he's bringing pale water, putting out the fire, but the father's even standing next to him. David Kingum with Savail Nasis, as if the father told him to do it. So, effective Rashi Bakasha, even if the father told him to do it, but according to Rashi was Chiddush, by Isidra Bonon, you could be even Safi Bidaim, you can even give him the feed. Effective Rashi Bakasha, here is Isidra Bonon. Because Kibui, the Malacha Mechaba, the rice is only Mechaba to make Pchamim. Malacha Shetich L'Guvah. That's the Malacha that you're doing to make coals. But if you're just putting out a fire and you're not doing it to make coals, that's Malacha Shetich L'Guvah, which we pass like a Pshimin. It would be Pata of Asa. It's Pata with the rice. It's only Asa Midrabanan. And the meaning of it's only Nisidrabanan, the Rajba said before, that you can even give a kid Nisidrabanan to do. You can even feed him Nisidrabanan. So Koshkein over here with. Where he's doing all that, so it should be any worse.
What? But, do the kids do malacha for you? That told the same is as Ben Tachan, same thing.
Ah, well, a little bit to be Muhammad, he doesn't say that, but the Rashba does say, the Rashba says, well, he doesn't say ask the Pasuk Matacha, he just says that the Teretz says that even according to what he said, that by Nisr Rabbanon, it's mutter to be Safi Bidayim, to give a kid to eat Nisr Rabbanon, that's only the Tzachai. Was for the tzorich of the tinek. But with tzachenu, if you're doing giving the kid instead of wanting to do for our needs, the mushroom over here to put the fire, that would be asim l'chodes. And he says the reason is because of asim l'misach. He quotes the Gemara in Erevin that he'll come to continue doing it after he becomes a gadol. And the mocha of this thing.
Is that the shabbat is kid turn off the light? Well,
no, that's a different distance. That's from shabbat.
Not the shabbat.
Right,
Shabbos.
Kids
doing
malach for you,
the
same
thing
as
Shabbos. 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 Oh, maybe
Shabbos.
Oh, yeah, all these things are Shabbos. Right. But describe this Shabbos, they're going to put it out of fire. Kun Gabor Lichbois is coming to put it out of fire.
So,
that's why I asked
you.
Well, why? Because malach Shabbos, Ad Vincha. Maybe it's only the rice, I don't know. The Rashba say that. It's Rashba, because if you down it off. It's also in Shabbos, the Chafan of the Beis. It's a bigger riches, but I don't know, the Rashba said it. Maybe not on the rice, maybe not on the abundance. But the Rashba is asking, why isn't it, according to his sheet, that's Mutton, this is Bidaim, this is the abundance of cotton. In fact, the Rashba, why can't you get the cotton put out the fire? It's only the Rabbanan. So first the Rashba wants to say maybe the Gemara is going according to Yehuda. That Malchus Shem Zulufa is Chayav the Raisa. But then the Rashba wants to say better that his real teretz is that he holds is that the whole het is only Netzachai, for the what the Tinek wants, but Netzachainu not. And he brings the Raya, the mock of this is a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem and Beis. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem and Beis, Santa Gemara says that the Berchah Shechiyonu that we make on every Yom Tov, we always make it all Kais Yayin. Except Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur we make by Kol Nidre, and then Kol Nidre we say Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, and also on Mitzvah Sayyayim, on the Mitzvah Inoyim, making a Shechiyonu. Every Mitzvah we make a Berchah Shechiyonu at the beginning of the fast, the beginning of the time. So the Gemara says, La'olam, this Berchah Shechiyonu should be on a Kais also. Now but then, you're not making a Kais unless you're going to drink it. So the Gemara says, you should make a bracha on a kais to give it to a teenager to drink. The kid's eating anyway. Give it to a teenager to drink. I think that's what some people do on the 9 days when they make havdalah on wine. They give it to a kid who's going to get a chinuch to drink the wine. So the Gemara says, do it here also. Give it to a teenager to drink.
What?
On Yom Kippur. Why don't we make shachin on a kais on Yom Kippur and now you have to drink it, give it to a kid to drink. So the Gemara says, because duma singa misach. We don't do it because he'll come to continue drinking it. Drinking, making shachiyon kois after the mitzvah. He'll come to do that. So, in fact, the Rashba Kasha, How come in Yom Kippur we give a kid tea the whole day?
That's what I told you. We're not wrong. I told you, it's the Mugen Avraham. It's the Mugen Avraham. I guess Mam's not like the Rashi, but something that sometimes us, sometimes Musa is no Issachid, no Chiddush.
Oh, like, okay, that's.
I guess it's for
Kenneth. Yeah, it's all based in this Gemara, most of the Fiusa. But food is also most of Fiusa. You give him tea to every Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur.
But the Rambam says, when he brings down Kiddush, he brings it right from Yom Kippur. Same thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Gemara does talk about most of the Fiusa, but I think giving tea there also is most of the Fiusa. In fact, the Rashi, we give him tea the whole day. The one thing you worry the asking Mistuch is on the case of Kiddush, a whole day we give him tea, we're not worried that he's going to come to eat later on. So the Rashi says this teretz. Teretz says what we give him to eat a whole day letzochay for his own needs. That is no chashash will come to continue after this bar mitzvah. But we give him to eat letzochenu. That there is no chashash. And lechayy the svar should be the opposite. We give him letzochay. He's used to doing. You know, maybe that will come to continue. But the teretz says no. The chiluk is really a question if you think about it. The chiluk is when you give a kid letzochay. Every kid knows. All our kids know that yeah, we're not eating until bar mitzvah or close to mitzvah whenever they stop fasting. And yet the mitzvah no more. Every kid knows that. But if you give him a zach mitzachenu, you give him for the adults, he's drinking the kiddush and he sees all the men washing. Oh, the mechav me to drink it. He's going to think that you fast your kippah except for the kiddush of shachianu. He's going to think that the adults want what we're supposed to drink. And he'll come to do that after his bar mitzvah also.
Why are they giving it to him?
Okay, Ramai said that. Okay, they'll think of Mechav and Mech. This is better to give a kid, but Ramai said, even if there's no kid around, adult drinks, places. I don't know, Ramai said, they must also be Mech. But the Koshu and Sochi not. It's a Mech, the Rashi wants to say back in our Sugya. The Rashi and Mechav, the Shri Pas can cut the Lechon of Vance with each son himself, even if the right same business is still in Afisha. But the Shri Redime is also. But you're not gonna give him, but we pass can you're not gonna give him the teeth in this. But Dr. Rashi, that's only in this the right, but not in this the bottom. But Zakhtar Rashba, in this Rabbanon, that you're not to give a kid to eat that's only Nitzachai, but not Nitzachainu. So maybe that's the terrace why the Kanban Lichbois, even though it's this Rabbanon, we don't let him do it because it's Tzachainu. If you're going to do this Rabbanon, he's going to continue doing this. He's going to think you're not to put out fires your whole life as long as you're not making Pachaman. That you don't do. So upon him, these are the clones that come out from the Rashba. That the halacha, we pass like the Manam Kotlan from the Vegas, ain't business in the and the Rashi is mesupik if the father himself is mesupik afishu because of chinuch. Yes and no. But listus b'daim is asal kuniyama. But the Rashi says, that's only in istaraisa, but not in istarabonim. And even istarabonim, that's mutta to be served b'daim, that's only in itzachay, but not in itzachaynim. Then the Rashi wants to bring another raya to his chiddush. From the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says over there, the Gemara says over there, machoikis, if a kishus is a certain kind of a plant, the kishus, is it a min yerek or a min ingon? The Gemara wasn't sure if it's a vegetable or a tree. The nafkamin is, could you plant it in klein bekerem? Could you plant it in a vineyard? The din is, in a kerem, a vineyard, grapevines, you're not going to plant your rakos, you can't plant vegetables. But you can plant another tree. So if this Gemara Shanga was, this kishus, is this a yerek or is this a vegetable? So Gemara says over there that in Chutz Laaretz it's zichemut, it's machlekes in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Laaretz it's mutter because we have a klal called make a baaretz halacha chamesi b'Chutz Laaretz. We always go l'kula in Chutz Laaretz, partially because klaim Chutz Laaretz is darbanim, so we always go l'kula. But Gemara says, but loy hayu lahati makam shein b'nei tayir. But l'maisi you shouldn't do it in makam shein b'nei tayir, even in Chutz Laaretz. So the Gemara says that Rav Shashia, one of them Rayim, used to give a prut and a tinuk nachri to a goyish kid to plant from the kishus in his vineyard. He wanted a kishus and he only had a vineyard. And then this is claim Chutz Laaretz was bad, and the Gemara says a mutta, but no, maisi shouldn't do it. So we give a goyish kid a prut that he should do it. So in fact, the Gemara of leading a tinuk Yisrael gave it to a Yiddish kid. So the Gemara answers, the masing a misach and hamshach came by Lucy. He'll come to continue doing it when he grows up. So in fact, the Rashi Kasha. What's the most kasha to begin with? You should give it to Tinuk Yisrael to plant it. We said before that Safina B'Yadayim, to feed a kid in this, to tell a kid to do in this, and Chodes is Asa. How can you tell a kid to do a double Asa? It's Asa to do Mok B'Shem B'Nei Tayyar. So the Rashi says, from here have a raya that a Zach that's only Asa M'Dabonon, you are Safi B'Yadayim. You can't be give to a kid to do.
But
it's doing the same. Oh, that kasha struck through Kivega. Kvegin and Shuv is Simon Tesvav, he brings in his whole Rashba and explains the more Berichas and a lot of other parts. And one of the questions he asks is, what's this Raya? Even the Rashba himself said that Letzachenu Yenang Ara Yisrael. How can the Rashba wants to bring a Raya to himself that by Yisrael Bani can be suffered by dying from a Meshashia that the Gemara is a Kasha, why can't you give it to a kid? What's the Gemara's Kasha? We should say that Letzachenu, there's no Heta. There's no Heta. So Kvegin wants to say,
did he pay him to do it?
Oh, we get that. It's okay. So Jacob himself first wants to say that it must be the Teretz is that over there it's not even Issud Rabbanon. Really, the Gemara says, "Call make a baras lach mezuchot." It's not even Issud Rabbanon. It's just a loy hoyru. The Chazal said you should not do it, and the Mishashi held you have to do it as a shino. The shino is have a kid do it for you. So because it's really a davar mutter, that's why the Gemara asked this kasha that he should give it to a Yiddish kid. But the mice effect of Kivega, if that's Pshan the Gemara, then the Rajva has no raya. You have no right. Maybe a real Isidur Rabbanon is also to give to a cotton. How do you have a raya from here? As if it's Kivega and the Rajva, like Sochian. So the Masa, and say from Masa Melach, from one of those sheaves of Kulturia, Samanic Diskin on the Shonim, in Yishlaim, he is, what the Belly is asking, that maybe, what's the Kivag and then on, that case of Mishashi is a Tzachenu, and that's his whole kasha, what's the Rajva's Raya, and the Chayda being a Tzachenu, you have to say a different terrorist, it's not really us at all. What's the Kivag's kasha? Why is this a Tzachenu for us? But Mishashi gave him a Pruta. He did it for himself. He did it himself because he wanted to get paid. So maybe that's called Tzachatinik. So he says, the Teretz is that the Maisa, even if you pay him, is considered a Mitzachenu. It's considered a Mitzachenu.
Well, that's what he wants to say. If you go to do something for your Shabbos and you pay him for doing it then, it's not going to be for you?
That would be called a Tzachenu. And I want to explain, and I want to explain what I was talking before. We explained before, what's the chel between a Tzachenu and a Tzachenu? A Tzachenu is that when the kid does for himself, he knows, okay, Ketanam have coolness, we're not doing a lot of things. When I grow up, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. That's only when he does a Tzachenu. But whenever he does a Tzachenu, that's asking a mitzvah. I'm doing it for the adults, some stam adults don't know how to do it also. So same thing over here. Even though he's getting paid, he's doing it for the money, but the maisa he sees is sorry for Mishashi, I'm doing it for Mishashi, it's asking a mitzvah. He comes to do it for himself. The Kivege, here's a bumbo, it's Master Manach, but we won't go into it. Kivege and maisa, this whole shtick came on a tshuva she'ela, someone used to mashayla, about a shul that did not have an Erev. And the shul didn't have enough Siddur Mechumashim, they didn't have enough Svarim. So they asked the Kivega, the shul's in a Kamalus, a Mokom, which is also to carry the Rabbanon. But you're not to have a kid bring Svarim to the shul carrying the Kamalus. So the Kivega answered back, he explained this whole Rajba, he asked this Kashan, the Rajba's Raya, but Maisi have a Rajba that says that you can't be suffered with them with cotton and Isidur Rabbanon, but only the Tzoche, not the Tzochenu. So to have a kid bring the Svarim to shul for us, that taka would be Asa. Abu Netzachai for himself will be mutter. The curious question is, you can eating his mutter, eating a tinek chumash for siddur. She eats him basically as his mutter to give the kid a chumash and a siddur. He should carry to shul. But sir, if asked for himself, the spalling to daven the shmer kriyas torah and to follow along leaning, you can't really listen to kriyas torah properly unless you follow along. Who mainly is staff a godim in the spalling yachid? The curious says, and then it's done a sturm and the adult can look on to the same siddur. Look
over shoulder. Only
way he eats himself. Only Netzachai.
Maybe.
Yeah, I hear you saying it.
I
don't know if Mabashir might be proud. Yeah, but it's only Mabashir. What do you mean? It's only Mabashir.
It's in a bag. It's like
carrying
things like this. It's Mabashir. It's two different things.
Maybe not. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Mice, I think the whole sack is a little pedal. You have to say, most of our Rishus Rabbins that we don't carry outside is really a Kamalus. I mean, not Brooklyn, New York. Moshe Feinstein Paskin is just around their Isa, and most of one Paskin that the whole Brooklyn, including Flabish and Vargas, just around their Isa, and Rabban Kotler, Zechain Mavracha, was marked on Lakewood. That Lakewood is just, he's chush, that Lakewood is just around their Isa because of Route 9. And the Nafkamin is about making an Erev. We pass like the Chus Raj, but you can only make an Erev if it's a Kamalus. We don't make an Erev in just around their Isa. If it's a Kamalus, just around their Abonon, then we make an Erev. But they held that Brooklyn, the whole Brooklyn is Shem Deraisa, but mainly you can't have an Erev. And the same thing Lakewood, you have to know how far Tzidi Rishas Rabam is. Tzidi Rishas Rabam is Rishas Rabam. You have to know how far that stretches from Route 9, where you can make an Erev or not. But Al Kaponim, most places where we don't carry is a Kamalus. And it sounds a little bit funny, you know, we used to not carry Shabbos, and here you're telling a kid to go carry a Siddur to Shul to Daven, it sounds like a Shtukul Stir in Chinuch. We once spoke about this, but Skorov has a Shtuk about that when there's a Stir in Chinuch, you're Machanuch and do a mitzvah, they in a bear. It's in the printed of Pnei Sugis Tinyanash, but I was claiming also, in this case with Kivega, Kivega said, Lamaisa, you can tell a kid to carry a Chumash Siddur from himself to Shul in the Kamalas. Is that talking about a good kid, a good boy, a young toy who wants to daven? And that's called Tzachi. What about a kid who doesn't want to daven? And today, you know, they tell us you're not allowed to foster kid of in the old days, in the old fashioned chinuch, when they would tell a kid, no, you can't read the shul, you have to daven. And you foster kids and you tell them to carry a sid and chumash, would that be a tzorche? Because the kid doesn't want to do it.
What if he's
going to
daven?
Me, I'm calling with Kiyegim. No, I'm calling. I wasn't Kiyegim, but Pashas Kiyegim means a chayr, even in the case of this, where the father is kai for the kid to come daven, that's still called a tzorche.
That's the meister's little platz, my God's bash in the end was with this meister.
What?
In the Biskirov cave, they brought Shmek Tavaks. They used to bring the Shmek Tavaks. The kids used to bring it to
Shmek. Oh, yeah? This is what I said. Based on this,
said, so we told Gans Vasha to this. This is the Platz in Gehenna for Gans Vasha.
Okay, but my sister's Kivega, it's a whole Yichus, it's a massive map with the first Saw Mishnais, and Hakdomet Mesach the Erevin. He brings down a whole massive map and he has the Kivega in the Sinin. But my kasha was, in this whole Kivega, he's being so about that this Rajba says that it's mutter to feed a kid, to give a kid Nisidur Abonim to do, as long as it's a tzachai. But my sister's another Chivus Kivega in Simon Hay. The Rimaskal of Ad Rabbah, but the Yib Kivega also mentions this Rajba, and there he brings a raya that Tosis and Sukkah, the Fidum Beis, is Chaylik. Tosis and Sukkah is Chaylik and holds that Tzvi Daim is also for a cotton, even by Nisid Abonon, even with Tzachai. So why does Kivega makele and says you're not a Patli Semach on the Rajba? It could be he held that it's Machaykis Rajba and Tosis and Nisid Abonon, and it's Sveikah Dedina, but the Abonon, we say Sveikah Dedina and Akuma. He passed like the Rajba, not like Tosis. Okay.